开我们的圣经，在诗篇的110篇，你们听我念。如果是英文呢，请你看。
Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 110, and so the pulpit will read. We ask that you silently follow along.
So you open your Psalm 110. 大卫的诗，耶和华对我主说：“你坐在我的右边。”等我是你的仇敌，做你的脚凳，耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来。你要在你的仇敌中掌权。当你掌权的日子，或者行军的日子，你的名要以圣洁装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的名多入清晨的甘露。耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。在你右边的主，当他发怒的日子，必打伤列王。他要在列邦中刑惩恶人，尸体就遍满各处。他要在许多国中打破仇敌的头，他要喝路旁的河水，因此必抬起头来。我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
哦，主，在这个皇家的这个诗篇里面，我们看见你的威严，看见你掌权的日子大有能力的已经来到，还在正在来到，还要将来完全的实现。
And Lord, as we look at this messianic hymn, we see the day of your sovereignty and the day of your power. And indeed, you have always been reigning. You are now reigning, and one day you will come in glory.
我们这样祷告，奉那复活的主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord who has been resurrected.
耶稣基督复活了。
是的。
好，我们比去年好很多了，不过还有距离哈。耶稣基督复活了。The Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. 好，再来一遍英文，好吧 ？Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
复活节早晨是喜乐的早晨，因为我们主耶稣三天之后从坟墓里复活了。
So Easter morning is a day of great joy because on that day Christ rose from the grave.
死亡的权势无法禁锢他。
The power of death has no hold over him.
罪无法胜过义。
And sin could not overcome.
黑暗没有办法遮掩光明。
The darkness could not overcome the light.
我们早晨唱诗的时候，儿童来表演的时候，都反映光明的一面。
And so this morning's worship, from the children's sketch to the choir, it all.Reflects that glorious morning.
所以教父 Clement 这样说，他说：“基督从死里复活了，把我们所有的日落西山变成了朝霞的晨光。”
In meditating on Easter, Clement wrote, "The death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ from death, turned all of our dusks into dawn."
非常的好，你几乎跟他说的是一样。那因为我是翻过来的，我知道那英文怎么说的。虽然我们今年的讲台的信息。福音信息主要是来自希伯来书新约。
So this we began this year, studying from the book of Hebrews.
然而不少的重要主题来自旧约的诗篇。
But the book of Hebrews in turn draws a lot of material from the Psalms.
所以我们圣诞节，比如我们就用了诗篇22篇来讲上帝怎么预言，透过大卫的口预言他受难的日子。
And so on Good Friday, we looked at how Psalm 22 prophesies the suffering and death of Christ.
今天复活节的信息也来自诗篇110篇。
And today, the verses that we are looking at also come from the Psalms.
一个目的就是向众人和教会来证实，上帝在给他人类的全部圣言中都要见证他自己和他弥赛亚国度的福音。
And so. This is a witness to the gospel that he is planning to establish on the earth.
特别强调他的国度在地上实现的四个方面。
And so it especially emphasizes the four aspects of his coming.
降生、受死、复活、再来。
His incarnation, his death, his resurrection, and his coming again.
也就是当人类在亚当里失败，被逐出乐园之后。
For man had failed and was exiled from the Garden of Eden.
上帝在展开他永恒的救赎计划。
And that God was then began His work of salvation.
整个历史如此漫长，但是上帝用三十几年的时间，借着他的儿子降生、受死、复活、升天，完成了这个救赎计划的最重要的部分。
Throughout the era, the eons of history, and then in the 30 years that Christ lived on this earth, the Lord accomplished His plan of salvation.
我们在座的每一个人都是这样的见证人。
And we, all of us here, are witnesses to that salvation.
原来这个福音只在以色列人中间。
For originally,
只在那个弹丸之地。
The gospel, for the God, the kingdom of God was originally for the people of Israel only.
但是现在已经在万族万邦中间，包括我们中国人、华人中间，不是吗？
But now it has been preached to all nations and all peoples, including those of China.
穆玛丽去台湾的时候，很多的台湾人没有信主呢。
When our sister Janice went to Taiwan as an evangelist, there were not many Christians.
当王英十几年前去中国讲传教，透过英文来传的时候，还有很多人还没有信主呢。
And the same with many other of the people when our sister Vicky went to China, there were also not many Christians in China either.
但是因着他们的侍奉，上帝的国度就在拓展。
But because of their service, the kingdom of God is an ever expanding.
上帝也正在使用这个教会做他的工作。
And God is still to this day using this church to do His
work. 你们今天站在这里，就是这个教会跟主同工的一个见证。
And that we have these people, these new brothers and sisters here sitting in the first row are witness to our work.
而今天的诗篇110篇非常重要，一下涵盖了刚刚我说四个事件中的两个事件。
And so the psalm that we're looking at especially concentrates on the two very important aspects of the life of Christ.
哪两个？诗篇110篇，他的复活和再来。
His resurrection.
你刚刚读的时候。
And his coming again.
因为这节诗篇哈太著名了，是圣经中引用最多的，不光是福音书《使徒行传》。
This is a very famous psalm that it's been quoted over and over again in the New Testament.
保罗的书信里有，希伯来书有，彼得的书信也有。
And all the epistles also quote from it.
你感到这个诗篇的分量了吗？
So do you understand how important this psalm is?
什么是诗人说当你掌权的日子？
So what is the day of your power?
上帝的摄政王大卫这样说，他在这个诗篇，这个君王诗篇第一节就点出这个掌权的双重含义。
And so immediately David points out the double meaning of this verse.
他说，如果我们把新约完成的这些预言合在一起，我们可以大胆地做两个结论。
It won't, because when we sum up all of the prophecies of the Bible, we can come to a very bold conclusion.
上帝的弥赛亚掌权是他在主耶稣复活的日子掌权，也在他凯旋的日子更加的掌权。
That Christ was inaugurated as king in his resurrection, and not just on the day of his second coming.
当他说坐在上帝的右边的时候，说他登基为王了。
That for sitting at the right hand of God symbolizes his inauguration as king.
当他说等待让你的仇敌做你的脚凳踩他头上的时候是什么意思？是他凯旋为王了。
Until all the enemies are at your feet, and so that is the ultimate victory of Christ.
第一个掌权的日子强调耶稣基督的复活升天掌权。
And so the first is that Christ resurrected.And he is now sitting at the right hand of God.
特别是在他的教会中，把得救的人数加入这个掌权。
Especially as the head of the church, calling people into himself.
我们是他的战利品。
We are the victors of his. We are the spoils of his victory.
第二个掌权的日子是盼望那王者归来的时候。
And the second day of his victory is looking forward to the day he returns.
是他全面得胜的时候。
When he accomplishes.
是万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
And all knees shall bow and all tongues confess that Christ Jesus is Lord.
他在全地掌权。
And he will.
弥赛亚的国度要成就。
And he will accomplish the kingdom of the Messiah.
他复活掌权的日子，是他登基为王的。 坐在了上帝的右边。我们来看这第一个方面。
And so on the day of his resurrection, he sat at the right hand of God.
你们要问孟宇祷告哈，他因为有 vertical， 所以他的翻译没有原来的速度快。原来我说一句，他比我说的更快。所以你要为他祷告，不光是他，兴起更多年轻的人能够这样翻译啊。
And so I ask that you pray for me because right now I'm going through some health issues. I'm a little slower than I am normally.
这个掌权的日子，你注意第一节前面说大卫的诗，耶和华对我主说：“你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。”
The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit down at my right until I have made all your enemies a footstool for your feet."
这里要明白。这个大卫在说的时候，对话的双方。
And so, who is David talking to, and who is David talking about?
你继续打开你的圣经哈，是耶和华对他的主大卫的主说的话。
That the Lord Jehovah said to my Lord.
我们都知道耶和华是谁，对不对？这是永生的神。
So we know who Jehovah is. That's God.
万有都本于他，依靠他，归于他。
All things are from him.And through him and belong to him.
问题是谁是大卫的主，或者说大卫的弥赛亚？
But who is David's Lord, this Messiah?
当然，弥赛亚在圣经中就讲是上帝所高立的一个君王。
We know that the Bible, over and over again, the Old Testament promises this Messiah, the anointed one.
你们注意到你们今天被高作王了吗？
Do you realize that when
旧约中从上面浇灌下来的时候是一个仪式，是用油来浇下来。
That the baptism actually symbolizes an anointing. For in the Old Testament, the priests, prophets, and kings were all anointed with oil.
所以保罗说，你们今天已经复活，跟他一同在上面。
And so, as his believers, we are sitting with him in glory.
但是这个君王，很多人并不承认，就是拿撒勒人耶稣啊。这是我们的问题。
But very few people of the world are willing to admit that this king is Jesus of Nazareth.
你要明白旧约，一定要透过耶稣基督怎么解读旧约开始。
And so we
其他都是歪理。
So the authoritative commentary on the Old Testament is from Christ Jesus himself.
当然还有他的使徒哈。
And his disciples, and so that and that is the New Testament.
马可福音十二章记载了一次耶稣走到圣殿里跟他们交谈的事儿。
Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, recorded one of Jesus' teachings when he was in the temple. He was giving exegesis on Psalm 110.
不过耶稣是自问自答的。
That he asked a rhetorical question.
他说文士们怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？
Why did the scholars say that Christ is the son of David?
然后他们肯定就不太明白了。然后耶稣就开始说了，说大卫被圣灵感动，说了一句话，说主耶和华对我主说，你坐在我右边，等我使你的仇敌做我的脚凳。
For David, being led by the Spirit, said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right until I've made your enemies a footstool."
好，耶稣开始问第二个问题了哈。他说大卫既然称他那个弥赛亚为主，那怎么这个基督弥赛亚又是大卫的子孙呢？这个位置有点搞乱了吧？
How could then this Messiah be David's son? For even David himself calls him Lord.
哇，大众人听完以后，哇，这个很有意思，究竟咋回事？跟谜语一样的。
And so, when all the crowds were amazed at his words.
你看，耶稣从本来的家谱一脉来讲，耶稣一定就是不是讲这个基督弥赛亚哈？基督是旧约的，是那个新约的用法，然后弥赛亚是旧约的用法，都是讲这个。这个君王就拯救者。
So, from the promises of the Old Testament, we know that the Anointed One, the Messiah, or in the New Testament, the Christ, must come from the family line of David.
对，这先是讲人脉，接着但是马上耶稣话锋一转，说：“哎，凭什么大卫要尊敬的称呼他的晚辈为主？”
But then he turns everyone's attention to this Psalms and asks the question, "Why would David call his a descendant?"
好，这个问题对。所以中国当然现在孩子经常做主哈，不是这个意思哈。我们现在孩子做主是一个颠倒的世界哈。
It's not that oh you know we respect our kids and we give them self esteem or anything like that.
所以在这里头，耶稣的意思让他们思想弥赛亚基督的神性，
but this,
先存性。
But this is a hint towards Christ's divinity.
他说在亚伯拉罕就有我了。
Before Abraham, I am.
就是在其他地方说，所以耶稣的意思是说，你们的先祖是我拣选的，我是在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候造访过一次地球，然后告诉他们一年之后撒拉要生一个儿子。
And so what Jesus is claiming is, I'm the one that had called your ancestor. I was the one who stood there when Abraham was an old man and told him that he would have a son.
我要从不能生育的撒拉腹中生一个，你叫他名字叫以撒，就是笑，就是喜乐的意思。
That I will give you a little bundle of joy called Isaac.
换句话说，他成了以色列的后父亲以撒。
And so, through this,
Abraham's children, yeah,
Abraham's children were born.
Father Israel. 所以呢，耶稣意思说什么呢？如果没有，就没有整个的以色列人。
That if
明白吗？上帝的百姓是上帝造出来的。
If it were not for the intervention of God Himself,
透过基督造出来的。
Of God,
基督的先存。
That because Christ came before all things.
简言之。大卫在圣灵的感动下写下了这一段耶和华对弥赛亚的预言。
And so, led by the Spirit, David wrote down these words of this dialogue between God and the promised one to come.
甚至可以说这是一个预例，就是说是一个旨意，在永恒中圣父、圣子、圣灵早就已经决定，不过是借着大卫口在时间中告诉他的百姓而已。
That this was a plan that was in place before the creation of all mankind, but now David wrote it.
好，换句话说，我们现在明白这个第一个掌权登基的意思，在他的天父的右边是谁了？这个不用我说哈，你们查经经常知道。
So we know that, The one who's seated at the right hand of God is Christ.
在古代的君王制度里头，最尊贵、最永久的地位是在那个最大君王右边有一个座位。
Because in the ancient world, the right hand of the king, to be seated at the right hand of the king was the highest position in the land.
给他最宠爱的儿子坐的。
And it is the seat reserved for the
beloved son. 记得耶稣基督受洗的时候怎么样？上帝怎么说他的？
Do you remember what God said when Christ?
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
当耶稣基督复活升天的时候，他就证实他真是那个弥赛亚，能坐诗篇111篇给他说的那个宝座。
And through his resurrection and ascension, Christ proved that he was worthy of sitting at the right hand of God.
用使徒圣经的总结来说，他说他复活升天，坐在父上帝的右边。
Or you know, as we often recite in the Apostles' Creed, he rose, he resurrected from the dead, ascended and sat at the right hand of the Father.
好，在这样的一个明白之下，我们来看这个登基为王的两个层面。
And then let's also look at the two aspects of his being king.
第一个是他的能力。
First is his.
第二个是他的职分。
And second is his role.
复活掌权的日子。他带来与仇敌征战得胜的日子。
That on the day of his ascension, he also proclaimed victory over his enemies.
第二节说，耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来。
That the Lord will send forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
注意这个宝座从哪里出来的
？Where does this power come from?
不光是在天上了哈，注意弥赛亚在地上掌权了。他从锡安出来，锡安是什么？耶路撒冷，犹大。支派出来的。
That here Christ is not only sitting up in his heaven, but he is also reigning on earth from Zion or Jerusalem.
请问耶稣目前在哪个宝座上坐的
？Where is Christ seated now? On whose throne is Christ seated?
他肯定不能坐在父的宝座上，对不对？那是在天上那个宝座。他虽然在天上，他坐的宝座是在作为人子上去以后大卫的宝座。
He is seated on the throne of David as the son of David.
登基掌权了。
And his ruling as king.
这件事很多华人容易误解的。哎呀，我们怎么能够顺服以色列的王？
And so,
这国家太小了。
And so this is something maybe we don't understand. You know why are we as Chinese people following some Jewish guy? You know who's just the king over Israel.
我们都不服美帝国主义啊。
You know, we don't even necessarily, you know, obey the government of the countries that we live in.
大家十分熟悉彼得在耶稣复活升天五十天以后那个第一个五旬节圣灵降临的时候做的一件事。
So we know that 50 days after Christ ascended to heaven on that very first Pentecost, the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ did a very important thing.
在他彼得的讲道中他使人扎心带领三千人悔改的经文之一就是诗篇一百一十篇。
On that sermon, on that day, the Holy Spirit came and Peter preached a sermon quoting from Psalm 110.
在二章三十四节的时候他讲这使徒行传他说大卫并没有升到天上了、啊、他没上去但是他自己却说主对我主说你坐在我的右边等到他仇敌坐脚的他最后做了一个结论第三十六故此以色列全家包括今天的教会要确实知道你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣上帝已经立他为主为基督了
For David had not ascended into heaven but he said the Lord said to my Lord sit at my right until I make your enemies a footstool and so all Israel should know that the Christ this Jesus that you had crucified God has raised him up as the Lord
所以旧约不断的预言有一个王要从大卫的后裔出来做弥赛亚要超过大卫
and so the Old Testament over and over again it prophesies that there would be a Messiah out of the line of David who is greater than David.
他不光是因为他是完全的上帝。
Not only because this son of David is also a son of God.
因为他不光治理以色列家。
And not because he will reign over all Israel.
他要治理万族万民。
But all peoples and all nations.
他的宝座在天上，但是他也坐在教会中做元首，不是吗？
And his throne is not only in heaven, but he is also seated as the head of his church.
耶稣基督在教会掌权，你高兴不高兴啊？
Are you,
我看你们挺愁眉苦脸的。
Do you understand and rejoice in the fact that Christ is the head of the church?
我们太习惯受坏王的掳掠，不习惯受好王的恩宠。
We have too much negative experience with bad kings, and so. When the truly righteous king comes, we are still nervous.
你当发现弥赛亚掌权的这个能力的时候，是从他死里复活的那种能力。
The power of Christ to rule is the power of life over death.
大家都看过《魔戒》Lord of the Ring.
And so, you know, Tolkien as a Christian, he wrote The Lord of the Rings.
还记得那个甘道夫吗？
And so he inspired by the story of the Bible, gave us the character of Gandalf.
在他复活之前是没有太多能力的，虽然他是个 wizard.
That he, though he was a messenger of the gods and a wizard, he didn't have much authority to do anything.
当他跟恶魔征战的时候，掉到下面之后活过来的时候，充满了白衣，然后带着征战的能力。
But it was only after he died fighting the powers of darkness. That he was resurrected.
所以这诗篇里也要表现这个弥赛亚的三种能力，来制服和强化他的百姓。
And so his story
制服他的仇敌，强化他的百姓。
His story is a mere echo of the true story of the Bible, in which God Himself died and came back to life and brought victory to His people.
你看第三节，当你掌权的日子，或者是行军的日子，这整个上帝的军队，你的民要以圣洁为装饰，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多入。清晨的甘露
and that you will not only rule over your enemies, that you have power, you have this, you have purity, you can pure, you have purity, and your people are as many as the dew.
你要知道，这个是在离我们今天有三千年以前说的预言。
This is a prophecy that was made 3,000 years before this today.
根据联合国的统计，世界上只要承认耶稣不一定是真基督徒，有多少人你知道吗？就天主教、东正教、基督教加在一起。
So, do you know how many people today claim to believe in Jesus, regardless of their denomination?
Three people? Oh, Trinity. 整个现在我们是七十亿的人口里头有22亿说他自己是基督徒的。
Of the 7 billion or so people that are alive today, about 2.2 of them.
一个巨大的数字，天边的星，海边的沙。
And this is indeed a very impressive number.
所以这个是他在与仇敌交战中得胜的。
That this is the result of his victory.
你们愿意承认你们是俘虏吗？俘虏听起来不太好哈，但是保罗经常说他是被囚的，就是真理的俘虏是很自由的。
That we are, as Paul tells us, prisoners, but prisoners of the truth.
所以你看到这个是在这个过程中，上帝国度扩展，其实就在这个审判和救赎中来展开的。星期五我们看到。
And so as we see the kingdom of God is born in this victory.
第二个能力，他是给他们有圣洁侍奉的能力。
And second, he gave the power to not only overcome his enemies, but to have the strength to serve.
这种圣洁的装饰是一种洁净的能力。
This power to purify his people.
刚刚我们讲受洗的意义的时候，在讲这里的。
And so when we were going over the meaning of baptism, that's one of the things.
你看到这些圣经里讲，他们甘心牺牲，说 offer themselves to the king.
That when in the faith, in the light of the true king, his people willingly offered themselves to him.
我们大多数人今天没有活在君王的制度里。我到新西兰感受一点，这是英国女皇是他们的元首。
You know, most governments today are not ruled by a king.
但是不过这个已经是一个张白纸，并没有真正。如果伊丽莎白说点什么，新西兰马上就完全独立了。
Even
钞票可以重新换。
You know, even the Queen of England is only a ceremonial position. She has no real influence over anything.
所以今天的人在归信耶稣基督的问题上呢，就是不能够把他做王。
And so,
这是非常遗憾的事。
A very regrettable thing that even among Christians, sometimes we have difficulty submitting to Christ as the King.
你只有在这个顺服章。你得到了圣洁的能力。
But it is only through submitting to his authority that we.
你再看他第三个能力是扩军的能力。
And third is a power to expand.
注意到他那刚刚第三节说的开始是行军中嘛，或者说是在掌权的日子，他怎么样把他的军队带起来，给他能力呢
？How does he have the power to lead his armies？
他没有讲，但是用了一个形容，说这些民如同清晨的甘露一样。
That this is, and these are a people that is many as the dew on the grass in the morning.
晚上一觉起来就醒了。刚刚我们唱这个清晨是比较浪漫的哈，但这个时候表示的说它的速度，每一个草上有多少那个雨珠啊？你去数一数，如果明天早上起来看看你们家的草，先别踩上去，你就知道那个他在讲他的繁衍的速度。
And so, using morning dew as the symbol of how quickly God's kingdom can grow, you know, as an exercise, you know, one more. If you get up in the morning, go out and look at your lawn and just try to count how many dewdrops are on those leaves.
换句话说，上帝在掌权，在透过耶稣基督掌权的时候，带来教会面对仇敌攻击、圣洁侍奉和扩展他国度的时候，要问你的能力从哪里来。
And so, as we live in this world and we work to expand His kingdom, to fight our enemies, to purify ourselves, and to increase the numbers of the people in the church, we have to ask ourselves, where does our power come from?
是从我们被死的这个力量里来呢，还是从耶稣基督死而复生的力量来？
Does it come from our own pitiful strength, or from the great power of the resurrection?
第二个。
Second.
在这个登基为王的时候，说这个君王有点特殊，是双重的职分，祭司加君王。
That second, Christ as King, he is not only our King, but he is also our High Priest.
大卫预言说，在上帝的约中，他发誓了。这句话，换句话说，分量很重。
For the Lord has sworn and made a covenant.
上帝一定要实现他对弥赛亚的约。
And this is a promise that God is determined to accomplish.
这个誓言就是说，这个将来的弥赛亚是一个祭司和君王双权在肩的。
And so this Messiah will be a king and a priest.
比如在旧约的发展中，我们有祭司、君王、先知，但是大多数我们都知道说，只有君王要从谁？大卫来出，犹大出。这里讲到他的那个 separate， 对不对
？And so, we know that in the Old Testament there were three kinds of people who were
officers who were
anointed, the priest, the king, and the prophet. And kings could only come from the family line of David.
祭司从哪里出？大祭司。亚伦的支派一定是从这个利未人出的。
And the priestly line could only come from the family of Levi, and the high priest could only be sons of Aaron.
虽然大卫有着三权的这个功能，有祭司、君王，他也写先知嘛，写了这些书。
And so we know that David himself, though he reigned as a king, he also prayed for his people and he wrote many prophecies.
大卫绝对不能做大祭司的。
But David could never stand in the office of a priest.
但是这里说这个弥赛亚也是伟大的祭司，是按着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
But the Messiah is promised to
belong to
the order of Melchizedek. You know, this is and this is a sermon in and of itself. So I don't have time to go into depth.
但是记得一件事，当这个亚伯拉罕救了他侄子罗德之后呢？有一个王叫麦基洗德，他说他是最高的祭司，上帝的最高祭司。
So the character of Melchizedek appears in the book of Genesis after Abraham had fought the five kings to save his nephew Lot, and so Melchizedek emerges as the high priest of God himself.
所以大这个亚伯拉罕呢，把他的所有的得的这个。战利品的十分之一献给了麦基洗德。
And Abraham tithed, all of his spoil, a tenth of all of his spoils to Melchizedek.
是教会最早的十一奉献的来的地方哈。
So this was the very first tithe of the Bible.
这表明什么？你向谁奉献，代表的什么？他在你上面。
And so in tithing to Melchizedek, Abraham acknowledged the sovereignty of this priest.
你在 UCF 如果你像安利南这样写点这个基金的话呢，他交很多的钱要交给学校的，那个叫 overhead， 那就是学校在他之上。
And so you know, like those of us who are working for the University of Central Florida, whenever we get a grant, we have to pass a certain amount of it to the school because the school is our employee.
我在 Ohio State 的时候，45%都交的。
And so when I was,
比美国税还重。
So when I was at the University of Ohio State, I had to pass 45% of all my grant money to the.
换句话说
the school.
这个祭司君王高于谁？亚伯拉罕。
And so.
那当然比大卫、摩西都高了。
And so this.
越往前越重要吗？
This is a priest higher than Abraham, and therefore by extension. Higher than the Aaron and higher than David.
所以下一个季度我们说新约是更美之约的一个重要原因，就是耶稣基督既是君王又是祭司。
And so that is why the new covenant is a better covenant because Christ is the king and the priest.
这对我们意味着什么？
What does that mean for us?
当耶稣基督登基坐在上帝的右边，奠定了他国度，然后发展他的教会的时候，教会怎么体验耶稣基督？掌权的方式
How does we as a church experience the reign of Christ as king and as priest? We already talked about his authority, his power.
让我简单分享在恩典城市的时候，我来讲教会的真理和合一。
And so let me share with you what I shared with the Grace to the City conference.
然后我在飞机上预备这个讲章的时候，就发现。在这个希伯来书一个很重要的概念是我原来忽略的。
And so because I was preparing this sermon, I realized that there was a big point in the book of Hebrews that I had missed.
就是祭司性的治理。
And that is the role of the high priest in the church.
然后我在那里讲到的是用了旧约的这个历代志下西西家改革的一件事。
And so I preached from 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
是南北国在一起，在150年都没有圣餐约节那种盛会之后恢复的一次盛大的典礼，超过所罗门的时候。
So King Hezekiah brought about many reforms, and this led to the first Passover that was held.
你们会不感兴趣, 因为上帝的国, 你们并不太感兴趣。 你们关心个人应用, 但是我告诉你这是很个人化的。
And so, you know, you think, well, okay, that's great for the people of Israel, but what does that have to do with me? It has everything to do with you.
Yeah, 在西西家王掌权的时候, 刚刚他宣布的时候, 他是做王来宣布, 他们要都到耶路撒冷, 北国要来, 撒玛利亚的敬拜不算数。
And so, because at that time, Israel had already been split into Israel and Judah, but Hezekiah very boldly proclaimed that even if you are from the northern kingdom, you are also to attend this Passover.
所以他们很多人来了, 但是来的时候很多人没有预备好, 尤其是北方这些支派, 以法莲, 马拿西, 就约瑟的子孙很骄傲, 他从来不服大卫的, 这两家的 rival.
And so, the northern tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, there were many people who had not truly prepared themselves to eat the feast in the prescribed manner.
他们吃逾越节羔羊的时候, 不按着规定吃, 最后他们就得病了。 跟新约一样哈,
so they ate of the Passover meal without following the prescribed.
如果你是西西家王, 你现在该怎么做?
And so, if you were the king at the time, how would you have reacted to these people getting sick from not obeying God?
你想想美国的南方和北方和中国的南方和北方经常有分裂的。
If you could think about, you know, the historical rivalries and outright wars between, you know, the people.
这些北方老不懂规矩，光把南方的财物弄到北方，然后今天吃喝的时候把我们的什么宴席给搅了。因为上帝的惩罚临到他们中间啊，几万人生病啊。So
you know, tens of thousands of people fell sick, and you know, served them right for not following for the prescribed order. We spend all this time and effort and you know and money to hold this feast for them, and they ruined it.
尤其是约瑟的子孙最糟糕，最糟糕。他们刚开始不来，后头才来，一点没准备好。
So you know they showed up late. They didn't make any preparations.
但是这个祭司哦，这个犹大西西家王呢，竟然祷告说，凡专心寻求上帝的，就是耶和华他们列祖的上帝，就不照着圣所洁净这里洁净。 以至于求什么至善的耶和华饶恕他们医治他们。But
King Hezekiah, he prayed for them, and he said, all those who truly seek his king, even though they do not necessarily follow all of the prescribed in the law, we still ask God to be merciful on them.
你注意到西西家在指向谁啊？ 他突然摇身一变, 变成了一个 priestly king。 他成了我们的小组长中的关怀同工，祷告。So
though he had authority as a king, here he turned his heart towards the people and he prayed for them.
不是做组长的哈，一二三四五这样做。He
didn't just, you know, he didn't just make commands.
因为有的时候我们时工忘记了我们时工的目的是建立人。Often
we get so caught up in making sure everything goes right that we forget that our job is to build up the people of God.
那个祭司的身份往往是注意那个人与神和好，人与人和好的。That
the work of a priest is to reconcile God and man and man to other men.
在我们教会可能搅局的人是谁呢？
And so, you know, maybe not all of us are in that place where we can work towards God's goal together.
比如说你们是搅局的人, 因为你刚加入教会。
You know, maybe
敬拜经常迟到,
maybe some people are seen as a disruptive force because, you know, maybe they're not always, they're still a little bit new. They're not
还有,
used to the way the church works. 还有灵命不太好的,
就是敬拜坐得很后面, 看不见的那些人。
And maybe, you know,
开玩笑哈。
And maybe
they 我讲的属灵的比较靠后哈, 不是坐的人。
And maybe they're seen as not as studious in the word of God.
我们的孩子，我们的青少年，我们被吓坏的这个孩子被我吓坏了。And
you know maybe our young people can be a little bit intimidated.
我们的新移民。
Or maybe those of us here who are here for new.
当我们按真理来严格治理教会的时候，彼此是否有恩慈呢？
Do we not only rule the church in truth, but also in love?
记住复活的主怎么做的。
What did our resurrected Lord do?
彼得的失败, 是失败, 但是他说,
Peter, though he had failed and denied God, Christ still called to him and saying, "Feed my sheep."
求主给我们这个教会有爱心和智慧, 在君王和祭司的这种治理中,
we ask truly that God give us wisdom to rule this church.
好，我们看过了第一个登基掌权， 在上帝右边的意思， 统管万有在他的教会里面不断的扩展。
And so we see how God expanded his kingdom through his power.
我们来看第二种掌权的方式。
Let's also look at how
这是大而可为的。
His second manner of being king.
在这个复活升天将来要再来的王，我们说他凯旋为王的时候全然制服了这些仇敌，这个为什么这样说？
And so when he comes again to return as a victorious king, he will conquer all of his enemies.
注意第一节，他说等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Sit at my right until I make your enemies your footstool.
你小时候玩过一些游戏吧，比如说你打扑克牌打赢的时候，我们没有那么文明让你钻桌子，那是比较文明的人。我们那时候钻什么？告诉我，红军，你告诉我你那时候叫别人怎么钻的，我反正叫别人怎么钻的，这儿对不对？你没干过这事儿吗？自己钻过去。And
so, you know, we've all played those kind of games as kids that, you know, the losers are utterly humiliated at the hands of the winner.
你要羞辱你的失败者，表明你是王。
That, you know, when you get one and when you get one over on someone else, you want to rub it in their faces.
当然还有后头打牌以后贴很多条子，那都一样，都是干一样的事。
And so, you know, that is the way, you know.
但是在古晋都有一个特殊的方式，就是说把那个仇敌踩他的脚下来，来羞辱他。
And so one of these ways of humiliating.
这叫完全的得胜。
Humiliating the losing party in the Near East was to step on the head of the conquered enemy to symbolize complete and total victory.
用运动的俗语叫完胜，一盘都没输。
And so, you know, this is what we would call a shutout victory.
所以使徒信经又一个浓缩，他不光说完在坐在天父右边之后说将来从那里降临，从天上降临，审判活人和死人。
And so again, as the Apostles' Creed says, that he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
之间有什么差别吗？ 升天掌权的和再来复活， 他做事的方式有什么差别吗？
So what's the difference, you know, why is it that not only does he have to be seated at the right hand of God, but he is coming again in victory?
我们知道那个就是主导文要成就了，愿你的国降临， 愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上， 天上是畅通无阻的，马上要到行到地上了， 完全公义良善要掌权。
And so this is the fulfillment of what we pray in the Lord's Prayer of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, that it is in heaven.
第一个掌权的标志就是制服列国审判。
And so the first is that he will judge all nations.
第五到第六节说，坐在你右边的主，注意哈，说他这个主，在天上了哈，跟我们刚刚使徒行传一样了。使徒信经一样，当他发怒的日子，必打伤列国，他要在列邦中行惩恶人，失手就遍满各处，他要在许多国中打破他仇敌的头。
And so the Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He shall shatter chiefs over the wide earth.
旧约中什么时候说到这个弥赛亚要伤什么什么的头？ 在创世纪，对不对？ 要赦什么？蛇的头。 所以这个里首先是要把魔鬼灭掉。
And so we know the very first promise of the Bible was that the son of the woman will smash the son of the head of the snake.
但是其他不悔改的列国，他也有一个结局。
And indeed all of those who do not believe will also suffer the same fate.
当上帝把他的恩慈收回来的时候，其他的上帝的三大仇敌。
For one day, God will no longer be gracious to his enemies.
这第一个仇敌，魔鬼、撒旦；第二仇敌，败坏罪恶的世界系统；第三个仇敌，人罪人的败坏的肉体的愿望。
And so his three great enemies of Satan, the world, and all of its systems that are hostile to God, and the sinners who also do not believe.
十字架上的得胜是复活，是第一个战。
The first battle was won on the cross.
是个高峰，然后我们现在在扩展的时候打很多小仗，对不对
？And right now the war is continuing in these small battles we fight day to day.
上帝忍耐多时，非常长，几千年。
And God has held back His wrath for 2,000 years now.
但有一天他要 retribute， 他有一天要报仇的，这是圣经用的话哈。
But one day God's holy retribution will come.
这个情形是很可怕的。
And this is a terrible day.
启示录有很多，我只给你描述一幕就结束。十四章启示录有一个异象。
The Bible records many of what it's like on the last day, and I will just read one from Revelation chapter 14.
你们已经熟悉这个白马的异象的十九章，我现在讲十四章。有一片白云，看见云上坐了一个好像人子的。
I looked and beheld a cloud upon which it sat one like the Son of Man.
注意他头上戴的什么？金冠冕。
He sat and on his head was a crown of gold.
星期五他戴的是什么？荆棘冠冕。
On Good Friday he wore a crown of thorns.
受死。
And he died for our sins.
鞭章咒诅。
And he bore a curse.
被上帝弃绝。但是这个十字架变成了荣耀。他那时候真真戴的黄金冠冕。我讲是真金的，最纯的。
And he wore,
当这是形容。
And so on that day, he will wear a crown of purest gold.
手里拿着快镰刀。
And in his hand, he holds a sharp scythe.
换句话说，审判和救赎的最后大限到了。
That on that day, we have reached the limit.
今天的教会讲上帝慈爱是很多的。
Today's church, we talk a lot about God's love.
但是上帝的诗篇一百一十篇，从三千年也说，上帝也是公义，要审判，要讨伐人罪在的。
But let's also not forget that.
不管你愿意不愿意，这样一位上帝做王，他已经做王了。
That He is also righteous, and He will judge the unrighteous.
所以当这里说审判的时候，他是我们先看对敌人的审判，再看救赎。十七到十八、十九，我就念一下哈，很快念。又一个天使从天上的殿中出来拿，也拿着块镰刀哈。耶稣一个镰刀，然后还有两个镰刀，一个是审判，一个救赎。又一位天使从祭坛出来，掌管火鞭，拿着块镰刀喊了。这个块镰刀说：“伸出块镰刀来，收取地上的葡萄树的果，因为葡萄熟透了。”
There was an angel coming from the temple. He also held a scythe in his hand, and there was another angel from the altar who had fire, and he called out to the one with the scythe and saying, quickly reap the grapes of the world, for they are now ripe.
天使就把镰刀扔在地上，就收取了地上的葡萄，丢在上帝的愤怒的酒榨中。换句话说，这个葡萄是万民的恶人，不信靠耶稣基督的人。
And so the angel threw his scythe to the earth, and harvested all the grapes of the earth and threw it into the winepress of God's wrath.
所以这个他形容的是二十节，说那酒酿出来的城外就有血从这个酒榨里头流出来的话，高到一个地步，到马的咀嚼的地方脚环，远远达到了四百里。
And blood came
六百里。
Blood came from the winepress, and the blood raised up to the bits of the horses for 600 miles.
这是很多人不愿意看启示录的原因。
That's the reason why.
但是对今天来说是个好消息，因为你可以避免，你可以逃避，不要做被上帝咒诅的人，不是吗
？It's an imagery like this that make people want to avoid revelation. But the good news is that does not have to happen to you, for we have Christ's salvation.
你现在就逃窜，像他们一样。
我
用了一些不太好听的词，实际是来刺激你的。
And so you can be like the people wearing white up in the first row today. You can escape the wrath of God.
因为这个王是大有公义圣洁的，他揉不得一点的罪恶。
For the king is a king of righteousness who cannot bear even the slightest bit of sin.
启示录里明讲三大仇敌，最后的结局是地狱的硫磺火湖。
And so the ultimate destiny of those who are enemies of God is a lake of sulfur and fire.
罪的结局是永远的死亡，永远无法活在上帝的恩典、慈爱、良善中。
And the final destiny of sin is an eternal death, far removed, forever removed from the grace of God.
有灵魂的人是一个永远活着的人，所以这种将来有一种不信的人的活法叫永死的活法。换句话说，是有知觉的活在上帝的审判、公义、圣洁中。
For the spirit will never die, and if you are an enemy of God, then you will forever live in a state of judgment.
有一个人这样形容地狱，这都形容哈。
And so, hell has been described in this manner.
那一个呢，就是我觉得比较有意思，就是说，人都很长的筷子，没法自己吃。你夹完以后，你要自己吃是吃不到的。那地狱的人呢，就自己吃，永远吃不上，刚煎到这就掉了，然后就永远做重复的事，吃不上。
Hell is like a group of people seated around a table, and every man has a pair of chopsticks too long to feed himself.
那新天新地里的人呢？也是很长的筷子，筷子一样长。
And heaven is also like a feast where every man is seated at a table with a pair of chopsticks too long to feed themselves.
对方吃的越高兴，他越高兴。
But they feast in joy because every man gladly feeds one another.
另一个地狱的描述是什么呢？
Or another picture of hell is.
今天也很糟糕了，明天还会再下一层，明天比这个还糟。你今天的知觉跟明天比，今天是天堂，就是相比来说，它是不断的往下走。你是有知觉的活在永死的火湖里。
That hell is a never ending descent into worse and worse circumstances.
这天堂的人是怎么样的呢
？But what is heaven like？
你不断的了解上帝的新天新地，对这上帝无限的上帝有不同的知、不同的感、不同的举动。
It is an ever increasing in getting to know God more and more.
所以他复活掌权的日子，你看他怎么说的
？And so on the day that Christ reigns,
是一种永远不疲倦的日子。
It is a day that has
有深深的安息的日子。
It is a day of eternal rest.
第七节说他要喝路旁的河水，因此他要抬起头来。
He will be refreshed by the waters of the streams.
所以这种的复活的主，他永远是能够重新得力的主，奔跑不疲倦。以赛亚书说
，That this is a God who never tires。
像你们刚刚献诗一样的，圣灵把无可限量的能力给了他。
That we have all experienced that if you are in Christ, the infinite power of the Spirit。
疲倦是人生的一个体会。
Because all of us as human beings, we're going to get tired.
包括基督徒们，你们这段时间侍奉辛苦了，练诗练的辛苦。
You know, even as a Christian,
预备见证辛苦。
We have many things. We have many ministries.
听道辛苦，因为你需要熟悉圣经才跟得上。
It's even a chore sometimes to sit there and listen to the word being preached because you have to know what I'm talking about.
所以很多人复活节之后都进入一个属灵的低潮，我可以休息一下。
So,
我警告你哈，我提醒你哈，或者要鼓励你。
So you know, it sometimes you might feel like, okay, I need a break from all this stuff.
哦，失败以后不参加了，太累。
That you know, you don't want to partake in any of the ministries.
刘牧师说不行，我们还要把这个夏令会要搞完哈，到那时候再休息。
And then, but the work is never done because after this, you know.After one thing's done, the next thing.
侍奉是没有尽头的。
That there will never be an end to the things that the service that we give up to God. For this is the work that God has placed for us.
李建斌要休息了，我非他感恩，他干了六年，但是休息一年以后还回来啊。
So I thank God for the leaders of our church who's really been tirelessly ministering on our behalf.
那么。侍奉可能把人燃尽的原因是什么呢
？So why do we burn out when we serve？
我知道有不同的原因可以让你改变你的跑道来侍奉他。
That you know we can try many different ways to motivate ourselves。
但是我觉得我们没有学会这个弥赛亚的一件事，就是说不断的喝路边的水，永活的水。
That we don't know。
井里的水。
We don't know how to drink the living water。
复活之主给我们怎么样的事情？给我什么样的教导
？What has the Lord taught us？
圣经讲 不光是审判熟了，救赎也熟了。
That not only is the world ripe for judgment, it is also ripe for salvation.
当耶稣基督遇见撒玛利亚妇人，当他信主之后，门徒们化斋回来，好弄了一点饭食回来，就问耶稣：“你怎么不吃了？不饿啊？”然后耶稣说：“我的食粮就是上帝的道。”之后说了一个很重要的，他说：“你们说收割还有四个月。”这是约翰福音哈。
So John chapter 4, verses 35 to 36. Do you say, oh, it is still 4 months of the harvest?
我告诉你们，举目望田观看，庄稼已经熟了。他说发白了。
Lift up your heads, look at the fields; they are ripe.
可以收割了。
For harvest.
今天有个见证人，他想今天就受洗。我说不行，我们这个来不及哈。但是他下个星期就回国哈。我说你也许哈，这个看上帝怎么恩待你，但课得上哈。你可以看到说他来了就两个月不到的时间，参加他儿子的典礼，毕业典礼，救恩就临到他。上个星期天他说我的心开了。
So we have.A person here
对不起，如果讲到我讲太复杂，是我的问题，不是你的问题。
Who just came, you know, for 2 months to attend her son's graduation ceremony. She was already willing to be baptized.
耶稣对那些沉睡的门徒说什么？可以收割了，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
And so the harvesters will be able to rejoice with those who spread the seed.
回到启示录十四章的时候，他说有个天使出来，他做收割的，像那个云上的，像那个耶稣基督王子说，伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了。
That there was another angel coming from the temple to and calling to the one seated in the cloud, saying, "Come and harvest, for the time is for the fields are ripe."
这里用了个词说地上的庄稼已经熟透了哈，诺索瓦利亚的说是白了哈，那撒玛利亚说是白了，现在已经熟透了，跟那个葡萄一样好坏哈，就是末世的时候是坏坏到一个地步，然后呢基督徒的见证也像明光照耀好到一个地步，因为主做成了他们的事。
And so not only at the evil is the evil of the world ripe for judgment, but the Christians of the world are also ripe to be called taken up.
所以坐在云上的就把那镰刀扔下来了，地上的庄稼就被收割了。对不起啊，又是被动的哈，你们被收进来了，你们不是被羊收进的，收割是好，进入上帝的粮仓，撒出去的那个骨皮啊败子是被烧掉了。你是被上帝 treasured 宝贝
的。The treasured fruit of his harvest, being taken into God's storehouses.
所以启示录鼓励我们这些侍奉劳累的人怎么说？他说：“圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们守神的诫命，耶稣基督的真道。”
That the perseverance of the saints is in this, that they hold on to the commandments of God.
十四章十三节说：“我听见从天上有大声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里免死的人有福了。”
That write this down. From this day forward, those who die in the Lord are blessed.
在基督里向罪死，跟他同钉十字架。
For they have died to their sins and are crucified with Christ.
圣灵回应说：“是的，他们歇了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。”
Truly, they have rested of their labors, and the fruits of their labors follow with them.
这个远远超过华尔街的 Apple 的 stock.
This is dividends greater than any stock on Wall Street.
我知道你们喜欢钱，我用这个比喻，但是真的是很重要，这超过世上的万有。
And this is not, I'm not just speaking metaphorically. Truly, it is greater than all.
因为将来我们是承受新天新地万有的。
For
物质的世界属我们。
For one day we will rule as kings over all creation.
看到耶稣基督掌权了吗
？Do you see Christ?
看见将来那个审判和救赎的最后的光景了吗？
Do you see in your mind's eye that last judgment?
如果诗篇从二十二篇指出远景，一百一十篇不光指出耶稣基督复活，还指出耶稣基督要再来，这个往前瞻的这件事情是在三千年以前就做的。
That, as we look back on his death and resurrection, and we along with David, who lived 3,000 years before us, look forward into his judgment, his coming again.
记得我开始说四件重要的事：耶稣基督降生，耶稣基督受死复活，就剩他一个什么再来了，对不对
We've already passed three of the four events of the Bible.
就是最重要的高峰，还有很多的事。
And the highest climax, His coming again, is still in our just our future.
他如果那些都不折不扣的实现了，最后一个他做不做？请问，做不做？
Since God has already accomplished so many of His promises, will He not accomplish this promise?
当你心里被感动的时候，就不要消灭这个感动。就像说，哎呀，我巴不得今天受洗。教会说，等一等，等一等，那种是最好的啊，不是教会啊，你来洗吧，不愿意。
So it is my hope that all of you who are not yet believers are pushing the door down trying to get baptized.
我们这些人是安息在耶稣基督圣灵工作里面的人。
And that you, like us, can rest in the work of, that God has done on you.
所以在基督教的信仰里，复活如果不在其中，若没有耶稣基督的复活，整个基督教就消失了。 Michael Green 怎么说？
A Christianity without resurrection is not true Christianity.
所以 C.S. 路易斯 Echo 这样说，他说，同时正是因为基督的复活发生了，它就成了全球性的历史事件。
That because of the resurrection of Christ, it has become this unshakable historical truth.
我们都是这个复活的见证人。
And we are the witnesses of that truth.
耶稣基督在上十字架之前，人们问他：“你再给我一个记号。”你们今天都受过记号，所以我讲这个。你们再给我一个记号。耶稣怎么讲？来表明你是基督。
So when Jesus was on the earth, people asked him, "What sign are you going to give us to show us that you are the Messiah?"
他说：“除了约拿在大鱼肚子的记号，再没有其他的记号。”
Except for the sign of Jonah, there will be no.
在大鱼肚子有三天，是去了阴间的门。
As Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so was Jesus in the earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
耶稣说，最大的神迹就是他从死里复活。
The greatest of all miracles is his resurrection.
基督的名证，以至于我们今天说的不想都不想，耶稣基督，耶稣基督。我今天花这么半天说耶稣是基督，仅此而已。
And so today we call Jesus as Messiah.